Good. Good morning. This is a mission. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is at 10 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, April 11th, 2017. It's being held in the Commission Room 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating in this morning's commission meeting are John L. Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Creighton, Commissioner, Robert P. Pirro, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner, and also joining us is Barry Conover, Executive Director. This first item on the agenda is time for public comment of individuals or groups wishing to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not relating to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the Tax Commission. Anyone wish to address the commissioners at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item of the agenda. Next item on the agenda is a motion to approve our open and close minute meetings of Tuesday, March 23rd, 2017. I recognize Commissioner Pirro.
I move to approve the open and close commission meeting minutes of Thursday, March 23rd, 2017.
Okay, you've heard the motion. Debate on the motion. Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Well, it passes unanimously. The minutes are approved, both the open and closed meeting. Next item on the agenda is approved submission of proposed rules to the Division of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah Register. And I'll turn to Commissioner Rockwell. There's three proposed rules. Two proposed rules.
Thank you. The following proposed rule amendments are for the Commission to consider and submit for publication to the Division of Administrative Rules. The rules will be published in the Utah Bulletin on May 1st, 2017, and the public comment period will end on May 31st, 2017. The first rule is Rule R-861-1A-16. The Utah State Tax Commission Management Plan, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Section 591-207. The proposed amendment provides that the Commission retains authority for litigation and requires the Executive Director to advise the Commission on matters under litigation and to inform the Commission of settlement offers that have been received on matters under litigation.
Thank you. Any comment on this proposed rule? Seeing none, so I'll go to Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. I move to submit the proposed rule amendment R-861-1A-16, Utah State Tax Commission Management Plan, to the Division of Administrative Rules.
Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule that passes unanimously. The proposed rule will be submitted for publication. Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. The next rule is Rule R-884-24-P-24, Form for Notice of Property Valuation and Tax Changes, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Sections 592-918 through 592-924. The proposed amendment deletes formulas and definitions for new growth that have been superseded by 2016 General Session House Bill 25, and deletes language indicating how the calculation of ad valorem property tax revenues budgeted by a taxing entity shall be calculated. This is done because statutory language requiring that calculation to be provided for in rule was deleted in 2016 House Bill 25.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any questions on this particular proposed rule? I see none. Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to submit the proposed rule amendment R-884-24-P-24, Form for Notice of Property Valuation and Tax Changes, to the Division of Administrative Rules.
Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? I rule it passes unanimously. This also will be submitted for publication. The next item on the agenda is to consider approving the application for settlement or deferral of central assessed property tax, Bronco Utah Operations LLC. I recognize Commissioner Cragen.
Thank you. We received information at our last commission meeting from all of the interested parties on this application. We've each had time to consider how to respond to the application and do our own personal research and so forth. And based on that, I've come to my own conclusion on this, and so I will make a motion for the rest of you to consider. And that is that I move that the Tax Commission decline to exercise any authority to adjust taxes levied against property owned by Bronco Utah Operations, LLC.
Okay, the motion's in order. Comments or debate on the motion? I'll see none. I'll then place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule it passes unanimously. The motion is passed. The commission declines to exercise authority to adjust taxes on this matter. The next item is Executive Director's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a rarity, I don't have a whole lot to say today. Things are going well in the agency, and I'm grateful that we have a good staff, and we're working diligently with the association and help of Lynn Slarzik to take a look and implement all of the legislation that has been passed, and so give you an update on that. That's moving forward, and other than that, I just open any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Any questions of our executive director? I see none. Moving on to the next item on the agenda. Commissioners' reports. Are there anything that the commissioners wish to report? Okay, I recognize Commissioner Cragen for a motion.
We have several items of litigation that we need to discuss with our counsel, so I make a motion that the commission meet in closed session to discuss pending or reasonably imminent litigation, that we remain here in this room to conduct that, and that following our discussions, we return to open meeting to take any necessary action.
Motion's in order. Debate on the motion? Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Rule of passage unanimously. We'll now move into a closed session.